Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man has been charged with attempted murder after his weekend arrest. Postville police say they responded to an active assault in the 100 block of West Green Street just after 4:30 Sunday afternoon. Their investigation resulted in the arrest of Noel Arenas Jr. on charges of attempted murder, going armed with intent, having an unlawful ID card, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. Arenas is now being held in the Allamaquie County Jail. Postville PD said the victim is in stable condition, and they do not believe there is any further threat to the public. A Charles City woman arrested on an assault charge was arrested again about 5 hours later for violating a no-contact order with the alleged victim. Charles City police responded to a disturbance in the 400 block of North Grand Avenue about 11:30 Wednesday morning. Their investigation led to the arrest of 43-year-old Rachel Garber for domestic abuse assault with display or use of a weapon and aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Garber is accused of threatening and then throwing a knife at her male victim. Court documents indicate that Garber was issued an order to have no contact with the victim and was released from the Floyd County Jail shortly after 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. She then allegedly went back to the residence occupied by the protected party, and CCPD returned to the residence and arrested Garber for violating the no-contact order. She was being held on a $1,000 cash-only bond. The latest Click It or Ticket high-visibility seatbelt enforcement campaign is underway and continues through this Sunday, June 2nd, which means higher law enforcement presence on the road, which included over the Memorial Day weekend. Trooper Tom Williams with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa State Patrol says, "Buckle up as we enter into the deadliest season of the year, the summer travel season."
They expect a record number of summer travelers this year, so there's going to be obviously more people on the roadway. I would just say plan your route ahead of time and just be patient getting to where you're going. Don't be in a hurry. There's no reason to be in a hurry. And then be patient with other people that you share the road with.
Even with that extra patience, Williams says you still can't plan for the unavoidable.
You don't have to go looking for accidents. They have a funny way of finding us, and you never know. You just don't know. So the best way to protect yourself in a crash is to wear your seatbelt.
The Chickasaw, Floyd, and Howard County Sheriff's Offices are among the local law enforcement agencies participating in the current Click It or Ticket, which includes a focus on nighttime enforcement. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a higher number of unrestrained passenger fatalities happen at night. NHTSA also notes that in 2021, 54% of males killed in crashes were unrestrained, while 42% of females killed were not buckled up. The opening of the New Hampton swimming pool for the summer season has been delayed by unexpected repairs and fixes and by Mother Nature. Facebook posts on Sunday from New Hampton Park Rec Department indicated that the facility needed to address, quote, unexpected repairs and maintenance fixes, along with continued rain delays. The New Hampton swimming pool will now be opening on Wednesday with regular hours. They add, "We apologize for the inconvenience, but we want to make sure our pool is in optimal shape for our patrons upon opening." It was hoped to open the pool yesterday. Lions Field Municipal Swimming Pool in Charles City also did not open on Monday due to rain and cool conditions. Visit New Hampton Swimming Pool and Lions Field Pool on Facebook for the latest updates. The summer food service program providing free meals to kids in the Charles City community begins today. With participation by the Charles City School District, lunch meals will be available to all children free of charge. Meals will be available on a first-come, first-served basis at Washington Elementary School from 11 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, from today, May 28th, through June 28th. Parents are encouraged to accompany their kids and can eat with them for $4 per adult meal. No food is to be shared or carried out of the building. You can find a link to more details with this story on our station website. At the girls' Class 2A state golf tournament on Friday, Sumner Fredericksburg's Chloe Bolte is the individual state champion. She won by 19 shots over two players tied for second place, Lauren Nuss of New Hampton and Grace Lewis of Olwine. Bolte's individual title also led the Cougars to the team championship. This evening on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City baseball doubleheader, the Comets hosting Waverly Shell Rock, 4:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch for game one at 5 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.